Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Wherever you are that's listening in whatever time zone that you're in, we want to welcome you to the program this afternoon. I'm having technical difficulties here, but now we are live. I'm not sure if you were able to hear me before, but I was just greeting you in the name of the Creator, Elohim, our Lord and Savior, His beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, or the Messiah. And the reason I'm sort of mentioning that is looking at the conditions that are happening now, and people who are listening may be of the Jewish, and they will understand Elohim as the, in their Bible, the Torah, it says in the beginning Elohim, which is the same as in our Bible, our holy book, in the beginning God. Now, today it's going to be interesting. We may not go to full time, but I think that the Holy Spirit is calling us to empower you with the word a little today by sharing our experiences in these times that we are in. As we look around the world today, what do we see? We see a lot of chaos going on. We see wars. We see rumors of wars. And we see last week or the first of this week where there was a dam burst. They're not sure whether it was exploded purposely or not. And it has flooded out a city in Ukraine. And, you know, when we look at and think about war, we don't think about citizens being attacked. And that's just foreign to us as we look at it from our perspective where we're sitting in America. And it's amazing, even here in America, we are experiencing poor quality air from Canada, where the forest fires are burning out of control. And they've been doing that now for several days. I'm in Charlotte, and the smoke from that fire has impacted us here in terms of our air quality. Air quality was code red and telling people that they shouldn't be outside because what's in that smoke is that's affecting the lungs and other internal organs and getting in your bloodstream is some type of little particles about the size of, smaller than the size of a strand of your hair. And that's what's causing people to have, they were saying that they may have stroke or heart attack or whatever, from being exposed to all of this stuff. But one thing that we will highlight today is we walk by faith, not by sight, and that we who are believers we understand what's happening now, because it was told in our holy book that this situation would be occurring. And I know that I was out in it, and whenever I came back in, I was coughing, and they were saying that was one of the signs. But the whole thing is, we have to be aware of our environment because of the air. The air quality is poor. That means you know you are part of the population that's negatively impacted. No point of you running out there. To me, that's testing God. He told you, because he put knowledge in the health professional, he told you that the air quality is bad and that there's a possibility that can happen. That doesn't mean now that you got to hide, you can't go out, you can't do anything. We are people of faith, and we are people that believe. Now, if there's something that you have to do, you must go and do it. The whole East Coast now, they were saying that it's really down as far today, real, real bad as far as Washington. I have relatives in New York, and they were talking about how bad it was in New York. And I happened to turn on, and they were showing the Weather Channel. I think it was the Weather Channel. If it wasn't the Weather Channel, it was a channel that was giving us the weather. And it showed pictures, and it was like you get up in the morning sometime when there's a deep fog, heavy fog, and you just can see. Like, I drove across the George Washington Bridge several times, and the smoke was so thick till you just could see the top of that bridge. So today, again, we are people of faith, and we are keeping it real, and we're dealing with real-life situations and circumstances that we are facing now. And we who are, our belief is what's carrying us through this. And I hope that it is the relationship that the people in Ukraine and Uganda and Somalia, those places where the war is going on, civil war is taking place, and countries are being attacked, that the people of faith are there, and that those persons, they know that they have the victory, and they are about praying. They are praying and asking God to intervene and asking God protection. I know in Psalm 91, it clearly states that. I know that I've been talking, so I'm sorry. Good evening, Pastor Miller and Pastor McIntyre. And I have to apologize.
No, go ahead. Good evening, brother. Good evening, Pastor Miller.
Good evening, Apostle Armstrong. Good evening, Apostle McIntyre.
Yeah, I've been... My heart has gone out to those persons who are in those situations and circumstances, as well as those that's in those war-torn areas, as well as the ones who are impacted by poor air quality here in this country. And they're supposed to be moving towards the Midwest, and it's amazing. It's amazing how this smoke is moving across the earth. And it is, anybody who don't believe need to sit with someone who have the faith, who believes in the word, as written now, not as somebody told them, but as written. And also what's happening in the political arena in the within this country, in the court system as well. Now, is there something that's going on where you guys are that's sort of out of the ordinary? The smoke
Like I said earlier, I've been out off and on all day. I haven't noticed anything different, but when I was working in my yard, I had on a mask. So and when I cleaning out a flower bed at my daughter's house, I didn't experience anything different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know.
Well, that was one thing they suggested. If you're going to be out there for a long length of time, wear a mask. And it probably is not as bad down there because you guys are in South Carolina. When I looked at the map where they had the show and where it was, it's not in that area per se. But we can't say that it's not there. We can say that the smoke is not there. If the wind is blowing, those particles might be flying all over the place that they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you had your the mask on, so that was
Most of when I'm working, when I'm mowing the lawn or something, I have a mask on.
Oh, you have allergy. I was allergic to the grass. I would be sneezing. I didn't think about wearing a mask back then.
I didn't, you know, I just wear one because I have a lot of sand and, you know, to kind of keep it away from me, I wear a mask to protect myself. So that helped me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Where's that Apostle Love?
Hello, hello, hello. Well, now, Prophet Miller, don't laugh. Prophet Miller, no, I'm not an outdoor person to start with. So if anything going on outside, and if it happened between me getting in the car and getting where I need to go and going in and going out, I wouldn't know this is a problem. I'm just going to be real with you. I am not an outdoor person, especially if the sun is shining. I don't cut grass. I don't have flower beds and all this shit kind of stuff. That's just not my thing. I love a beautiful yard. I love to see flowers and stuff, but if somebody else plant them for me and work them for me, it's all good. I have a deacon from my church that he cuts my grass every 2 weeks and weed eat and all that. And it should be really shameful for me to even say this, but I probably haven't been out in my front yard 3 times this year. Now, Prophet Miller, no, I'm telling the truth because I go out like my back because that's where my garage is and I get in the car and I go where I need to go. But I'm not making fun. I'm not minimizing, you know. But I know that just like with that pandemic, enemy is really just wanting us to get into fear. And just like God protected us during that pandemic and every other thing they can come up with, that God is greater than this. And like Prophet Miller saying, you know, it doesn't mean we don't use wisdom.
Right.
You know, like sometimes they tell you, you know, if as an older person that, you know, there's certain times of the day that you just don't really need to be out in the sun for long periods of time. And that's wisdom. But I do believe that this is another ploy of the enemy to try to put fear. He's trying to lock us down again. Well, he didn't never lock me down, but he's trying to lock the people down. He's trying to attack our faith, paralyze. If he can get us into fear, see, fear opens the door to him.
And you got to know the difference between fear. He has nothing that can combat or come against the grace, the mercy of God. I look at when God brought the children of Israel out. He put a cloud in the sky by day to keep them cool and a pillar of fire by night. So that they did. Well, he's the same God. And regardless of what's going on in the earth and terrible things are happening, Apostle Armstrong, I'm telling you, the enemy has cranked it up, and he's using people to do it. And a lot of these things that are happening are man-made because you've got evil people with evil motives and this type of thing, and it is causing a lot of hurt and damage to people. You know, like I said, I'm not minimizing that at all, but God does not want us getting into fear. That's what we're going to have to guard against. Like you said when you first stated, you said we walk by faith and not by sight. And so God has given us power and authority so we can take authority over the areas that we're in. Pray against that stuff. Mm-hmm. When the new pastor is saying it's coming to your state, tell them, say, no, you're not in the name of Jesus. I absolutely forbid it. I have authority and power through the name of Jesus, and you're not going to do what you thought you were going to do. You're not coming in this state. You're not doing this. You're not going to mess with our quality of air. Elijah prayed, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Under the old covenant. We're under a new covenant. Mm-hmm. Better covenant, better promises, more authority. Holy Ghost ain't coming upon us. The Holy Ghost is in us. And so we need to just really start standing up. And I know, like you said, in Ukraine and where that fire is, and I'm sure it's affecting people's lives, homes, businesses. And when you're in the, it's easy to say, I would do this when I'm not in it. And it's more difficult to say it when you are experiencing it firsthand. But you need to know you're not in it by yourself. And just look to God for wisdom. Look to God for instruction. You know, and use godly wisdom. Use godly wisdom. If that stuff is flying all around there where you're close to it and everything, just cover yourself, like you said, with the blood of Jesus, the 91st Psalm. Limit. You may have to limit some of your outside activities, this type of thing. But God does not want us getting in fear. That's what the enemy always wants us to do, is to get in fear, because the fear opens the door for him to come in. And then God has given us something beautiful called an imagination. And that imagination can take us to places good or can take us to places bad. And he'll start playing on your imagination, and this is going to happen, and that is going to happen. That's why some people still have not recovered from COVID now. Their churches are still closed. They're still afraid to go and see. They're still fear. They're still afraid to go anywhere. They're still. But I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is so powerful. So we got to trust the blood, trust the name, trust the authority. We have to remind even ourselves that the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. And I don't care what the enemy try to do. He's never going to take ownership of this earth, which means he's never going to have the last word.
Go ahead, Gordon.
He does not have final authority. So we're going to have to stand up in our God-given authority. Sometimes, Apostle Armstrong, some of the things we do, we have to do it afraid. We look at some of these people in the Bible, and they stand up and do things, and they did it afraid. They did it shaking. Mm-hmm. They did it trembling. But they stood up, and they did it. And that's what we're going to have to do. You know, just really just get into that word even more. Just let that word become more real to us than the situations even that we're facing. And you got to stay full of the word. This is not the time to take a break from the word. This is not the time to decide you need a vacation from God. No, we don't need no vacation from God. We don't even need no time off. This is the time we really got to stay in the face of God. And, I mean, just really, what would you have me to do? You see what's going on around me. What's my course of action? Because I know your will is to protect me. Your will is to protect my family. Your will is to protect my business and my home. I want to get in agreement with you so what you want can be done. See, the enemy ain't looking for a fight. He's looking for agreement. He can't do nothing unless you agree. And I won't agree. You're not coming in our state. You're not doing this. And so we just have to stand up in our God-given authority and resist that spirit of fear. The Bible says resist that spirit of fear because fear has torment.
And what
and you
are saying, solution, you are dealing with solution. You, whenever you walk by faith and not by sight, that means you're not seeing the problem. You're not allowing the problem to dictate to you how you're going to respond. You see beyond the problem. That's what was coming to me as you were talking.
Absolutely.
You know, too, I like, you know, the Bible said God ain't gave us spirit of fear.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
when fear show up, we got to resist it. We got to speak to it. And I'm with you, Apostle Queen. God gave me this word on Thursday when I opened up in the broadcast. And the Lord reminded me, we live in the greatest opportunity for God to show himself strong through the believer. Well, what you mean, y'all, without chaos, God cannot manifest himself.
That's right.
Hebrew boys wouldn't have had the opportunity to go in the fire furnace, guess what? Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't have been able to look over and see the fourth man in the fire. If Daniel would have stopped praying, Daniel wouldn't have been able to have the experience with the lions, and God again wouldn't have been able to show up. These are opportunities. These are opportunities for God to show himself strong. And that's why the enemy can put fear in us and cause us to run and try to hide and don't stand up. Cause God can't stand up unless I stand up. Because he's in us. And the Bible says he overcome his our faith in God that gonna cause us to cause him to come on the scene. Just like going back to Pharaoh, go back when the children of Israel, God had 10 plagues to hit Egypt. But God, if it wouldn't have been for them plagues, Pharaoh would have continued to believe that he was the only God, even though
that's
he was
right.
a small G-O-D. So there, too, again, when we look at, as well as the Old and the New Testament, without opportunity, people would never see God, even though, we agree about it. But without the opportunity, if somebody standing up and utilizing their authority, y'all, we wouldn't see God. So we are living in the greatest hour, the greatest. These are opportunities. And God want to show himself strong, but he has to do it through us. And I agree with Pastor Gwen. Every time a storm show up, I get out there and I start talking. I be led by the Holy Spirit and say, look, you ain't coming here. I take authority. I live on 4665 Excursion Drive in Danville, South Carolina. I begin to speak to it. I said, I forbid you to come over here. Every night before I go to bed, I said, now, Father, I thank you. I forbid any terror attack or any player. I need you to come on 4665 Excursion Drive because I live here. And I forbid it in the name of But there is an opportunity for us to use our authority. That's why, we don't just go to church and say, hey, I went to church. The apostles, prophets, the fathers, the pastor, the teacher. We are to equip and perfect the saints.
That's right.
We need to know who we are. We need to know we have authority. And it's time to use our authority. And we just sit back and say, this happened. We better do this. And I agree. Use godly wisdom. Let the Holy Spirit teach you.
Yeah.
Because like I said, when I go outdoors and work out, the Lord began to tell me, because I used to have headaches when I would do it. He said, and put a mask on. Okay. So now I use the past when I'm outside. Well, he told me what to do. But, you know, I would begin to bind and come against the allergy or the headache, and the Holy Spirit said, what you do, you put a mask on. So I start wearing a mask, I don't have the headache. Then, you know, then Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes. Y'all, we need to be listening and see, like Apostle Gwen said, what is the Holy Spirit telling us to do in this hour? He's speaking, but are we allowed the voice of fear, the voice of doubt and unbelief speak louder than him, and we can't hear it? He ain't speaking to tell us to be fearful. He ain't speaking to tell us to throw in the towel. If anything, he's telling us and giving us instructions how to experience that overcoming that Jesus paid for. So I'm telling you, we living in the greatest hour. Now, somebody might say, I disagree. You know, but y'all, this is the time for God to show himself strong. And we are going to let him show himself strong through us. I mean,
yes,
the enemy attacking everybody. I was sharing with Apostle that this month to come, you know, some of the things that I had to experience, but God kept telling me he's to and persevere. And I thank God for Apostle Jennifer, because I begin to join in every morning at 6, and even before I go to bed, I will pray an hour in my prayer lane. When I get up in the morning, I pray all through the day. I was feeling led to pray in my prayer language. I mean, the enemy attacked my body. He tried to attack my finances. He tried to attack my grants. And, I mean, it was just terrible. Going to the doctor, had to take tests. They took my cancer cells and all of this. You know, I can talk about it now, you know. But thanks be to God for victory. You know, I had some of the pastors, some apostle called me, said, what's going on? I said, just be in agreement with me. I said, it's all right. I'm fine in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. But there too, these opportunities for God to show himself strong. You know, and some like the prophet, it shouldn't be happening. Well, we ain't going to go into that, because if you start trying to figure stuff out, sometimes you're reason the voice of God out of your account.
That's right.
Walking in your thought. All I know about, like, the young man, when they said about when Jesus, about was he blind? He said, all I know, I was blind but now I see. All I know right now, we need to utilize our authority and come against all this stuff. And I plead the blood.
Nice.
I cover the people that going through, with the war and all that. First, we bind the enemy. We bind that spirit of fear. And I pray that God will strengthen them in their inner man. I pray that God will open up their spiritual eyes to see in the spirit realm. And, y'all, we need to realize the real world is the spirit world. If some people's eyes will come over to see what's going on in the spirit. Because so long, a lot of times we look at what's happening in the natural. Where if your eyes come over and you can see in the spirit, you will know how to counterattack against what's happening.
That's right.
Yeah, I was just thinking of an example. What you were just saying, whenever we keep focusing on the problem, when I used to focus on the problem got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh,
yeah. The problem became the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I stopped focusing on the problem and started focusing on the word, that mountain started shrinking. And eventually I saw how to move around it or move through it. And that's whenever I was at a place of peace. I could be at peace with it. But before, my stomach was bothering me. I had a headache. And if I would have kept on focusing on it, it has a negative impact on my physical body. And again, that's what the enemy wants. Wants to wear us down physically. If he can't get us spiritually, he going to start working on our physical body and getting us to believe that that we got to accept that. I know when I had the vertigo, my whole thing, and I mentioned it before, but my whole thing was that by Jesus said, by his stripes I am healed. I kept speaking to it. But I did, out of my wisdom and understanding, I went to the medical profession, and they explained, because I didn't know what it was that I had. And they told me what it was that I had. They went over, and they ran the test, and that was affirmed. And they told me to go home. I figured I was going to be in the hospital for a while. And, and you know, like even now when it acts like it wants to come back, I just speak to it and keep it moving.
Yeah.
If we don't, you know, faith without action, might as well not have faith, right? Because what good is it? So I put my faith into action by speaking to it and moving on through it. And other thing that came to me as you all were talking is that we who are believers, we who are standing on the wall, we are speaking into what's going on in the world, because the leaders in the 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 or 5, it's clear we're supposed to pray for everybody, especially we're supposed to pray for those who are in authority. And if those who are in authority are not doing it according to God's word, then we are not praying that they stay there. We are praying that God replace them, and either replace them physically, touch them where their heart will change, and they begin to do the things according to his word.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the things that we can do, even though we are not in these countries that we are broadcasting in, and kept those people there, that people know that we're standing with you by faith. By faith, we're standing with you as you go through your trials and tribulation. Because we are seeking the presence of God in that situation that you are confronted with.
You remember Apostle Armstrong when God told Moses to bring the children out, and after all of the different plagues and all this stuff, because Pharaoh, like Apostle said, he thought he was God, so God had to show him he was God. And when God got them out and they got to the Red Sea, and it looked like, see, the world and Satan want you to look. God wants you to see.
Come on.
When you see with the eye of your spirit, look, you looking naturally. And so that's why Satan's always wanting you to look at what's going on around you, and God wants you to see what he's already done. So when they got
that's
to the
right.
Red Sea, and the children began to cry, and there was the Pharaoh behind and wilderness on the side and this big old Red Sea, and Moses began to cry, and the Lord asked him, he said, why are you crying unto me? Now, to me, you could say, now, are you not seeing what I see? You know, he said, why are you crying to me? He said, what you got in your hand? And he told me, he said, stretch out that rod. So that rod in his hand is our mouth today.
Mm-hmm.
It's our mouth today. That rod is our tongue and our mouth today. And we can take our mouth and turn anything that the enemy is trying to do in our lives. And he was like telling Moses, I've already given you the authority. I've shown you my power. And I've given you that rod as an instrument of authority. And when you stretch it forth, every time you stretch it forth, I did something. Stretch that rod over that Red Sea. Nobody had ever seen that happen before. So some of us, that is true. Yeah, some of us just got to get bold enough and stand up in the midst of total chaos and just stretch forth our rod, open our mouth, and say what God has said and watch him. Now, God told him to stretch out the rod. If he had not done that, that sea would not have parted.
That's right.
Where people get this sovereign. Well, God's so sovereign. He is sovereign, but God has built this thing up where we're in partnership. We've got our partnership.
That's right.
We've got to react in faith to what he has already said. Now, he could have stood there and not stretched out that rod, and we probably would have been reading a different ending.
But we would have.
We obey God. See, we're going to have to start taking God and his word. We're going to have to believe what we read is not like once upon a time and they live happily ever after. No, when God speaks, he created the world with words. This is a word rule. Word activated planet. Everything in this planet is activated by words. He created by words. It's upheld by the word of his power. And he has given us that power of authority. He has given us to speak on his behalf. As a matter of fact, he's given us power of attorney to speak on his behalf. And when we speak it, he legally can get in there and do what he has already seen done. And so that's what we got to do. And the enemy is just, that's why he keeps trying to, he wants you to listen to these same broadcasts 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day. He want to fill your newspaper.
Yeah, same
he
thing. Fill over
your,
and over.
Your neighbor, your friends and neighbor's mouth. So all you hear is what they're looking at. And God said, no, open your eyes. What did Elijah pray? He said, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. That he might, he didn't say that he might look. He said that he might see that there be more with us than there be against us.
We're just going
to have to start standing up in our God-given authority, and it will make us look foolish. What in America are you out here talking to the air? What? It looked foolish, but when he talked to that fig tree and they came back the next morning, it was dead.
It was dead. That's right.
So
what you're saying is that we
open our mouth. Go ahead, Apostle.
What you're saying is that God has already given us all the authority, all the resources that we need to deal with this stuff. We just need to learn how to use them.
And
just like whenever we bump into situations and circumstances that's defeating everybody else, we are able to walk through them and count them all joy and lead the people.
That's because
we are looking at things through the spiritual eyes as opposed to our natural eyes. And
that's
it's just like a pair of binoculars. When you have a pair of binoculars, you can see at a distance. But if you take those binoculars down, you can only see a short space.
That's right.
And that's, to me, is what faith is all about. And what, when we begin to look at things through faith, we begin to see beyond whatever it is that we're dealing with.
Yes.
And we ain't going to sit up here and talk about the devil. No. The word says that, and I haven't found it anywhere in the word where it says that God took the earth back from us.
He has not. He's given it into the hands of man.
That's right.
Right.
But yet, what do we do? Well, the devil now got this. The devil, I used to hear that all the time. Now, but that's not, somebody told somebody that, but that's not what the word says.
Right.
And we allow that to dictate to us how we relate and respond to situations and circumstances. And for somebody the other day, I said, you know, we don't give the devil more. We always talking about the devil made me do it. Oh, the devil over there doing that. No, just like, I think it was you, Apostle Miller. You said man did it. What happened over there with that dam? It wasn't God. Yeah. It wasn't the devil. It was one of those men whose heart has been hardened, and they destroyed that in an attempt to destroy the people.
That's it.
Discourage the people. They were doing the work of the devil then.
The devil does
what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And he comes to do what? Deceive.
Yes.
He's a deceiver. And he's good at it, too. I mean,
good at
it.
Well,
You know,
the Bible said he the father of lies.
And that's right.
You got to really be able to discern what is he lying about. He lying about what he can do. He wants us to believe that God done lied. And I had to learn this. If you have an unrenewed mind, if you ain't renewed your mind by the word of God, the enemy wants us to discredit God, want us to believe that God is a liar, that God is not a God of integrity, that God don't fulfill his word. God ain't going to make his word good. He lying to us. It's just like, I think I shared this one time before, when one day I was sitting up in healing school in the Lancet at Apostle Gwen Church, and she was ministering, and I'm sitting there having a conversation with the Lord. And I said, I know, if we heal, he said, the devil come to steal and kill and destroy. I said, okay, I get that. I said, but now, God, if we see, how can he be stealing? He said, and he said, this is where you got to look at it. He said, a thief already know what's in your house. He said, a professional thief already know what. He said, I want you to compare this like a thief. Come on. He said, a thief already know. Most of the time, a professional thief know what you have in your house. He said, they done spied it out. Sometimes they done been in there some kind of way, but they have an idea. He said, so the devil already know. I done said y'all healed. He said, so what the enemy does, he put these lying symptoms on y'all, because he know most humans, we were trained, whatever I feel, that's real. Whatever I see, that is true. So we put everything into sin, like Apostle said, in the natural. But faith ain't got nothing to do with what I see, nothing to do with how I feel. It's based upon, do I believe and trust what God has said in his word? That's why the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight.
And so
when the Lord showed that to me, he said, in the kingdom, you got to believe it. When we believe and trust and obey what God said, we activate the law of manifestation to cause the promise to be fulfilled. And so the enemy applying the pressure because he knows we have what we say. That's a spiritual law. You're going to have what you say.
And that's why Apostle Paul
was inspired, I believe, by the Holy Spirit. God, open up their spiritual eyes so they can see. Go back to what Apostle Gwen said. Elijah, sir, he was having a fit. Oh, Lord, they more than us. Oh, I can imagine. And Elijah said, Lord, open up his eyes and let him see. It's more with us than it is with them. Now, I don't think Elijah ever read in 1 John, I think it's the 3rd or 4th chapter, the greatest he didn't have us, he's just in the world. And so, our spiritual eyes
got
to come up. Yes, we in a battle. But guess what? When you go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it said, but we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood.
Flesh and blood. That's right.
Evil beings, evil forces, but you cannot see them with your natural eye. But you can see the evil they doing in the natural. But you can't see them. You have to see them from the spirit. And God's word revealed to us these evil forces. And he said, put on the whole armor, God. And he tells us who we rise against. But this is what we got to realize. We in evil days. It's evil time. But he said, evil day, girdle your loins about with truth. So we got to do everything God done told us to do. We got to we got to pray in our prayer line. We got to pay. We got to live right. We got to make sure
that we're
not walking in grudges and offenses and all of that. We got to know how to stand in evil days. We got to pray to the Lord and be of good courage. I will read looking in James. When James would tell my count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations. He said, but knowing this. We're talking about knowing that, you know, they're trying to say work patient. But we got to know why we waited that God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes.
He told Jeremiah, I watch over my word to perform it. Now, if we ain't speaking God's word, God ain't obligated to do nothing.
Do anything. That's right.
You know, we get
absolutely right.
But, you know, because we got this mindset, and I'm with an apostle. Yes, God is sovereign. But God doesn't limit himself that whosoever I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. I give you my word. You got my Bible. You got it on CD. You're hearing it on the radio.
Right.
You hearing it. Now, what you going to do with it? Now, if I choose, after my word, not to believe, not to obey, not to do what God's word done told me, well, I'm not going to have what he say. And that ain't the devil's fault. That ain't God's fault. That's my fault.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve didn't want. Adam didn't want to be responsible for his actions. He blamed Eve.
Right.
Eve blamed the snake.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And some people, oh, it's the pastor's fault. It's so-and-so's fault. No, it's not. God took it and limited. It can be. It has to be my fault. Let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. This is about God in me. Now, when the devil want to make it about him, we just stand up and say, okay. And I'm telling you, we got to keep the faith. We got to use our authority in these evil days. And I'm telling you, he's targeting all our minds. I mean, he's targeting your mind binding the thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Putting all
this
craziness and foolishness, unclean thoughts, you name it, fearful thoughts, thoughts of lack, thoughts of offenses, thoughts of bitterness, thoughts of resentment. He'll be trying to put all them thoughts in your, but the Bible said, cast down every thought in every imagination that exhorting itself above the word of God. And the way we do that, you got to open your mouth. Sometimes
that's
you just got to open your mouth. Sometimes I open my mouth. I said, devil, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, you is a defeated foe. You defeated. And you trying to get me to believe you ain't defeated. I said, you defeated, and you can't tell me what to do. I mean, sometimes you just got to open your mouth and just go off.
That's right.
And do like
that's right.
You're a defeated foe. You under my feet. You ain't coming from up under my feet. You trying to inject fear. Well, God ain't gave me no fear. You trying to make me die. I mean, you just have to open your mouth.
Amen.
Say what the word say. And you and I don't know about you. I can sense. When my soul come back and my emotion just gets stuck. But sometimes you just got to open your mouth in your house and just stop. I tell them, I say, I ain't sick, I'm here. You a lie. I said, you want me to believe God? I said, God say I'm here. You just got to do it. It's like when, it. But you feel foolish, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, we just got to do it. Because everything God did through Jesus, it don't automatically happen. I wish it did, but y'all, it don't do that.
No.
He constantly fighting us. But we, y'all need the opportunity to let God show himself strong.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, what you're saying is so true. I don't forgot what it was. It was years ago. And I literally asked God, I thank God for the devil. I said, you know, if it hadn't been for the devil, I would not have known how strong I was, how strong my faith is.
That's right.
You know, after I said it, I was even frightened myself. What do you mean? But I was sincere. It was the absolute truth that came from my mouth. because it was, I did not understand the power that I had over those situations or circumstances that I was faced with. And then whenever, because they're going to come back. It's coming back.
Yeah.
So when it came back, what did I do? I knew I had power over it. I knew what I did before. I did the same thing with a smile and kept it moving.
That's it.
We have to speak it.
Yeah.
Come on
and
now.
It will come to be. It will come to pass. If we sit there and allow the enemy to keep telling us, oh, you can't do anything about it. Oh, well, the devil got more power than you. Yeah, right. The power the devil got, I gave it to him.
That's it.
And the more you read the word, the stronger you become, and the more that gives you that ability to stand on that word. And that word, eventually, it'll get so that it comes automatic.
Yes.
And you just keep it moving.
Yes.
Because Lucifer knows, the devil knows, that when you speak, you open your mouth to speak, he knows what's coming out of it. So he flees.
Yeah.
You just keep it moving.
And you know, tribulation will always reveal your foundation. Tribulation.
Yes, it will.
When that man that built his house on the rock and the man that built his house on the sand, what revealed what those houses were made of was that same storm.
Mm-hmm.
The one whose house was built on the rock, he was able to stand. The one who built his house on the sand, and it's sad to say, is so many believers have built their house on the sand. They don't take time to get in the word and put the word in them. You know, I was telling the church the other night, and I'll be quick with this. I told the church the other night, I said, you know, it's just like it's a store right here above the church. And I said, your tank is almost empty. And you drive by the store, you said, and you look at the gas pumps out there. You say, I believe there's gas in those pumps. I know this because you've been there before. You've gassed up there before. You know that the people in there sell you gas. And you go by the store and you say, I know there's gas. I believe there's gas in those pumps. I know there's gas in those pumps. But if you don't ever pull in there and go and pull up to one of those pumps, all your believing gas in there ain't going to put no gas in the car. So people want,
that's
I know
right.
God, but you have not gotten into the word and fed your spirit. Your spirit is emaciated. It has no strength to get up. So when war comes, it doesn't even have the strength to get up itself, let alone speak to your soul. Command your soul to stand up. So a lot of us are just, you know, they just through negligence or lazy. And I believe the word of God when he said he won't allow me to be deceived. I believe that.
Now, that
I believe
true.
As long as I
yes.
stay in the word and keep the word before my eyes and stay in the presence of God, deception cannot overtake me because I've got
that's
the Holy
right.
Spirit, the Spirit of truth
it's
on the inside
not.
Of me, and God's going to tell
mm-hmm.
me what's right and what's wrong, what to do and what not to do.
And that's where God did his part. Now you got to do yours.
It's up to me. That's right.
You have to believe.
Yes.
And if you don't believe, you know, God can't do anything.
Can I?
Because you didn't give God permission to intervene
that's
on your
right.
behalf.
Yes.
But yet we give man manpower to intervene on our behalf. And half the time, that person that we give it to, that authority to, is doing the work of the devil.
That's right.
Because, you know, it's very, the day was very interesting because I had not been given anything. And considering maybe maybe doing a short one, like 15 minutes, and ended it, and here we've been on 60. So the Holy Spirit knows what's best, and the Holy
yes.
Spirit knew that we had started to show ourselves approved,
yes.
and because of that, he knew that we would be on there. We had enough to be on for.
Yes.
And I hear in my ear say we have 90 seconds. So, anybody feel called to pray?
Go ahead, Prophet.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you so much. Thank you for
thank
bringing
you,
enlightenment.
Thank
you for bringing understanding and revelation
you,
to our mm-hmm. ears today. And Father, we pray for those that whatever they experience, I pray
yes,
that the believer
yes,
will be strengthened
Lord.
In their inner man by the
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
I pray, Father, even as Paul prayed for the church, I pray
yes,
for their spiritual eyes to come open.
That
yes, they would
open,
know
yes.
what is the hope of their soul. That they would know that the same Spirit
ooh, yeah,
of God
yeah.
that was
yeah.
in Christ
yeah.
and raised him
yeah.
from the dead is on the inside. Father, open the saints' eyes. And we come against that Spirit of sin. You said you have not given us the Spirit. So we take authority and we bind that Spirit of fear right now in Jesus' name. We come
thank
against
you,
mind, body, and
thought
in the Master's name of Jesus.
Thank you,
they're
Father.
Coming against Hallelujah. Us right now. We plead
thank
the blood
Father.
Of Jesus. You said that the blood of Jesus was more powerful than the bulls in the
yes.
door. So I plead
thank
the
you.
Blood of Jesus over the world.
Thank
I plead
you.
The blood of Jesus against these demonic folks, these evil folks, these principalities, these rulers of the darkness
yes.
and spirit in wicked place. I plead the blood of Jesus against you.
Hallelujah.
Satan, we said no in Jesus' name. We come against
thank
premature
you.
Death in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We pray for the wind of the Holy Spirit. Father, let the wind of the Holy Spirit breathe afresh over the world, not just in one area, but all over the world. Those used to wherever sin abound, grace abound even more. And we speak grace to these mountains. We speak grace to doubt, unbelief. We speak grace right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just thank you. We rebuke the spirit of fear. We will not be intimidated
yeah.
by Satan. Because you is the defeated foe. You on our feet. You go stay on our feet.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
All
thank,
right.
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
May we have the
thank
peace
you.
Of shalom and those
yes.
who are listening, may you have the peace of shalom
yes.
until
yes. Yes.
we return and open that book. Open it
yes.
and read it.
Open.
And you
yes.
will find that you will begin to experience the type of peace
mm-hmm.
and the joy and the understanding that we have gained through the word. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.